risk of offending any of our cat-loving listeners, I'm much more of a dog person, so this week I've been finding out what happens when you throw a cat out of the window. Before anyone complains, no animals were harmed during the making of this radio show, but I did want to discover if it's true that cats always land on their feet, no matter how far they fall. So let's first take a look at what happens when they do make a successful four-footed touchdown, and then what goes wrong when they don't. Cats, along with other animals, including rats and rabbits, have something called an air righting reflex. This means that when they sense they're falling and they're the wrong way up, they will attempt to flip over in the air in the hope of landing feet first. And because cats have an unusually flexible spine and don't really have collarbones, they're able to do this really well. It happens like this. First, they bend in the middle, so the front half of their body twists in the opposite direction to the back half. Next, they tuck in their front legs to make their front half twist further and faster, and stick out their back legs so their back half twists less. That gets the front half the right way up, front feet underneath, head on top. Then they switch round, tucking in their back legs and sticking out their front legs so the back half flips so their feet face the floor. This cat righting reflex starts kicking in from when a kitten is about 3 or 4 weeks old, and by 6 to 7 weeks, they've got it nailed, ensuring a safe landing from a height of several stories. There are a few things that can interfere with this, though, and the first is falling from an insufficient height to execute their backflip manoeuvre. They need to drop at least half a metre or so to have enough room to do it. Experiments with rats have shown that alcohol interferes with the righting reflex by messing about with the balance sensing mechanisms in their ears. So if you got your cat drunk and then threw it out of the window, it might struggle to land neatly, but please don't try this at home. The other big question is, do cats always manage to land on their feet from any height? And do they always escape unscathed? The answers to this depend on how far it's falling and what it lands on. Cats can certainly break bones by landing on concrete or other hard surfaces from heights of more than about 10 metres. This is so-called high-rise syndrome, as they can't absorb the shock, regardless of landing on their feet or not. But if they fall from more than about 5 stories, something interesting happens. They hit what's known as terminal velocity, when they're falling as fast as gravity will let them. There's some suggestion that in this situation, once a cat has got itself the right way up, it will relax and spread out like a parachute, which might help to reduce injuries when it hits rock bottom. Intriguingly, a study in the 1980s looking at vet records of cats brought in after falls suggested 90% of animals falling from buildings survived, and in fact, their chances of surviving with fewer injuries were actually better if they fell from 6 or more stories than from lower heights, suggesting maybe the kitty parachute idea is true. Of course, there is an obvious alternative explanation. Animals falling from greater heights might be much more likely to be dead on arrival, so wouldn't be taken to the vet, skewing the statistics. And a more recent study showed that the further it falls, the more likely your moggy is to sustain serious injuries. So while it's true that cats can, usually, land on their feet, they don't always make it out unscathed, and in some cases reach the end of their, also mythical, 9 lives, in a rather messy and tragic manner. Probably best to keep the window shut if you want to keep your kitty in one piece.
Thank you very much, Kat. And if you at home have come across some suspect science that you would like Kat to investigate, then do please get in touch. It's chris@thenakedscientist.com.